I am purifying fellowship with me. A dividing began when I spoke of a time that was beginning when messages would not be mamby-pamby. Instead, they would be messages for those who are ready to continue forward into a narrower place of fellowship with me. This is continuing, but things have accelerated. I am taking my people into a fellowship with me that is not restrained by the angst of the soul. My beloved ones are being purified and strengthened in these times with me. They are not easy times on the soul, but they are good times. These truly are good times. My word is beginning to take its proper place in the heart, a place of receiving and understanding. Faith is of the heart, and the days ahead will require strength in believing, for I will be taking many into unforeseen places in me, places of faith and great and mighty things, and to do so requires an earnest place of fellowship and believing. I am so pleased to be taking many into this place with me. I am preparing an army who will serve me, who will bring about swift justice indeed, and who will set many, many captives free, an army who abides in fellowship with me. The words I speak and the written word are the life, the strength, the nourishment, and the equipping that will carry and fuel this army. Truly, my people live not by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from me. I am equipping an army who hears me, believes me, and obeys me. My words first in everything. This is the purifying I bring. I am fashioning a people to adhere to that which comes forth from me and to consider it first in all things. A fire has begun in the belly of many that is a desire burning for the life that is in me. That which proceeds from me is life. It is strength and equipping. It is hope. It is wisdom. It is counsel. It is peace. It is restoration. It is healing. It is everything you need. I am the answer to all things, and in my word that has been written, and in the words that I speak and have spoken, are answers upon answers and masterful equipping for everything you need. Hearken well to the voice of my Spirit, for all that he brings, he has received from me. The days ahead will require attentiveness to all he brings. For I will go before you, and I will have everything you need. Your attentiveness to the words I speak is part of the essential equipping that this season brings. I am training an army to take heed to my word and to the words I bring, and my spirit bears witness of these things. Purifying I bring, and the fellowship with me will be rich indeed. Pay attention to, take heed to that which I bring, both individually and corporately, for it is part of your equipping. Many are called and few are chosen, and I am choosing those who take heed, those who move with my spirit into deeper fellowship with me. The depths in me always require choosing, listening, following, and obeying. And fellowship, much fellowship, is always key. There is never fellowship with me without my spirit, and it is a vital necessity to hear what he says and pay attention to what he brings from me. I have many things to say and never speak unnecessarily. Take heed to what my spirit brings. He is the excellence of my leadership to my body, for he alone takes of mine to reveal it to you. He brings my words of life to you. Fellowship with my spirit is being brought to a new level as my body understands the importance of not only my written word, but the words I speak to you. Pay close attention to my spirit. He alone takes of mine and delivers it to you. Excellence of fellowship is hearing and taking to heart that which I say to you and that which I show you. I am pleased to say these things, for many are ready to receive that which I bring, and I bring that which is necessary for equipping. I see yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and I know all things. I never bring anything unnecessarily. I am most pleased to say these things. It is what fellowshipping with my spirit brings, and now is time to move forward in me into deeper things of love, of faith, of service, of equipping, and greater understanding of many things. Hear and take heed to my spirit, for he never brings unnecessary things.